Welcome to Turmeric and Tequila with your host, Kristen Olson. Questioning a better way, one gracefully disruptive conversation at a time.
Welcome to Turmeric and Tequila. I'm super excited to be here today because we have fitness family from a long time in the house, my CrossFit fam. And today we're going to be talking about supporting our veterans. I know, you know, we're just ahead of the election, but there's one thing we all get together on, regardless what side you're rooting for, or voting for, which I hope everybody's going out to vote for whatever side it is. We always want to support our troops and our men and women and humans of service. So we're going to unpack Team Red, White, and Blue with Aaron Varcasio today. And we are going to just share a little bit more on how you can get involved. I know we're all questioning what is, you know, how can we support? How can we show up? And Aaron's going to break it down on a quick, easy way where we can get involved and do some good out here. So without further ado, Aaron, welcome to Turmeric and Tequila.
This is super awesome, Kristen. Thank you so much for having me on. This is great.
Yeah. Long time coming.
Anything I can do to spread the word, just get the word out and talk about it. Talk about us, talk about what I do, how I give back, stuff like that.
Yes. Well, and the coolest thing about CrossFit, I always say about this, and we always have our opinions as CrossFitters, you know, 10, 15 years in the game, there's some good and some less good, but the best thing I always say is that it's the best filter for the best humans, because it's always mission-driven people out there, for the most part, trying to do something more than themselves, and it doesn't matter if they're doctors, lawyers, leaders, coaches, stay-at-home parents, everyone kind of has this mission of where they're looking to give back, or again, for the most part. So I'm pumped that, you know, years down the road, I'm certainly not in the competitive game of CrossFit anymore, but I've got, you know, all kinds of people from my past, from the CrossFit world coming on because they're involved in these great causes. So Aaron, before we get to Red, White, and Blue, tell us a little bit more about you so the audience gets to know Aaron and in particular, your young self.
My young self, love it. So yeah, I currently live in Littleton, Colorado. I moved out here roughly 14 years ago. I'm originally from upstate New York, and everyone always asks, why'd you move? Wanted to start something different. And that was one heck of a road to make where I am now. Nothing but support with my family, my wife now, and it's been one heck of a journey. And I came out here to dive into fitness. And I actually, bit of a story, before I moved out, I attempted to serve in the Navy. Then certain things in my, I guess, professional life happened, and that did not take place. So it was either serve Navy or take a trip out to Colorado and start a new life. Got in my Jeep, drove 2,400 miles by myself, 500 miles a day. It was one heck of a experience. And you know, it's experiences like driving out, living off of, the life, the land, what have you, and making a life for myself. And, you know, I dove into fitness for a long time, personal trainer, CrossFit coach, CrossFit gym manager, stuff of that nature. Running a business, if y'all didn't know, I did run a mobile equipment maintenance business, and no longer, that is done, but I wanted to give back with all the support I had over the years for my fitness journey, fitness professional life. I wanted to give back. And lo and behold, I'm at Ragnar one year. Ragnar is a relay race. This was a trail relay race. And I saw this tent. It had red, white, and blue all over it. I went over there. I'm like, what's up, guys? What y'all doing? same thing you're doing. Cool. I run a gym in Littleton, and I'm curious what y'all do, what this is all about, stuff like that. And, you know, chat with some folks, did some email, do some chatting, what have you. And lo and behold, next month, I was running a weekly class out of my gym. At the time, I was looking to, you know, promote, build my gym. Didn't it? Kind of happened, but not really. But what it did do is start a relationship, somewhat of a career with Team Red, White, and Blue. I am a volunteer, So I get paid in, heartfelt. I just,
in glory.
When I see glory, and when I see a lot of folks coming out for our events and just wanting to hear and know and just getting to know folks, it's huge. I mean, I was just an athletic coordinator at the time. Years down the road, I became athletic director, took a break, came back, coordinator, and within, now I'm at 7 months, I believe, 6-7 months as chapter captain.
Wow.
And it's been a journey. It's been interesting, and just setting up events, meeting with leaders. But the biggest thing for me is why I'm doing this today is partnering, getting in with our community, and not just reaching out to individual folks, but reaching out to other businesses, partnerships, VSOs for that matter, and getting the big picture, because our Denver chapter is huge. Basically, Castle Rock, Denver, just south of Fort Collins, Brighton, everything. It's big, it's bold, and it's beautiful.
I love it. So yeah. The underlying tone of this and a lot of the great 501c3s, like CrossFit, is it's around community. It's building community. Whatever the cause is you're serving, it's like-minded humans, you know, working towards a common goal, just like CrossFit. And this is why I love athletics so much in team sports, because you're all bonded immediately, no matter how different you are, by this common goal. And there's not a lot better than, people getting together to further support our humans of service. Since you didn't go to the Navy, why did you feel so particularly passionate about giving back to this cause specifically?
Fitness is my way of getting out of reality.
Yeah.
May it be functional fitness, hiking, walking a dog, maybe walking a cat, just kidding.
I see that in Denver.
My wife and I, we have two cats, two dogs, and they're our life. If we're hiking, we're bringing them, unless you're going to Rocky Mountain National Park. But So I got in with Team Red, White, and Blue because of the health and wellness aspect.
Yeah.
Team Rubicon is amazing, service orientated, as is Mission Continues, I believe. But yeah, with Team Red, White, and Blue it's basically physical, social, mental. Just get out and do something. Yeah. It could be from running, it could be walking, it could be if a veteran or a veteran supporter reaches out to me or one of my leaders or members, what have you. They have coffee, they take a picture, they send it to me, or they put it up. That's huge. That's it. Just getting out, being social, not being on your couch and feeling sorry for yourself. Let's do something.
I hear that. I just want to read the Red, White, and Blue. It says, who are we? Team Red, White, and Blue is a community of veterans, service members, military families, and supporters united by teamwork, shared values, and a common goal. We help veterans lead healthier lives through fitness events, training, and programs. They have over 250,000 members and 19,500 annual events. So this is a massive machine. And I love to see it because it is, again, something so positive, not only for the people you're serving, but the people that are showing up to volunteer and to help out. Like you said, you get so much more out of it. So if you're listening and you're wondering, like, you know, how can I get involved? How can I help? I think they do it exactly what you did at that first Ragnar event. Walk into something you're attracted to and ask questions and just say what's going on and see if it's, you know, of like shared values for yourself and find a way to get involved. And I always say I'm a longtime volunteer as much as I can. And everything I give is subpar to what I get in return. I mean, you walk away so fulfilled and feel so useful and purposeful. I consider it a major part of my own mental health. Do you feel like that?
Yeah. I mean, for me, my wife and I, we do well. I've made a living for myself, and I give back. This is me giving back. I serve within my community, and no politics yet, but this takes enough. This takes way enough of my time.
That's yeah.
Sure. And it's what I want. It's good.
Yeah.
If I'm at an event and someone sees me or sees another red shirt, I'm not wearing the red shirt right this second, but teamrwb.org. Pretty simple, cut and dry. Go there. There is, people might ask, how do you reach out? Man, there is so many ways to communicate with this organization. Facebook, Instagram, email, you name it. Just, we are there for you.
I love that. So tell us a little bit more about what we have specifically going on in Denver. Like, what are an example of some of the events or the community outreach that you guys do currently?
Imagine you asked that question. I kind of wrote down all of them.
I got you.
So this upcoming Saturday, we do have partnered. We partnered with the Travis Manion Foundation.
Hey.
And we have, yep, we have the Travis Manion WOD this Saturday in Parker that we signed up for and registered for and all that jazz. The next Saturday, we also do one of our leaders, Marcus, and his wife, Eileen, they run the Colorado Brewing Run Series, and they're doing it the following Saturday. Of course, myself, I will be the following Sunday, 5-5 Cinco de Mayo, will be rucking. And straight up, a couple weeks ago, we did a march. It was, so with Team RWB, there are the monthly missions. They set these up, I say last year, because during the old COVID regime, we were having trouble just getting people out. And they started up the monthly missions to gain awareness and just an idea for folks to get out. Anywho, this monthly mission, we did March to Baghdad, and this was a ruck. And I reached out to all the rucking organizations in our Denver area, which is like 5, which is epic. Had about 8 people show up, and it was a blast. It was a blast. Just some old friends came, some new, brand new Eagles. What we call members are Eagles. It was a blast. So I'm like, we're just going to get another ruck in the books right now. Cinco de Mayo, let's go. The following 5-11, we have another Colorado Brewery running series. And then within that same month, we have the Colfax Marathon Half Marathon on the 17th.
Nice.
End all do all. We have this fancy thing called an app. It's on your smartphone. Dumb phone. TeamRWB.org. Register. Become a member, and guess what? You can see all the events. And cool thing about it is when I have my events up, and you can filter how many miles you want to go or your area, and you can have events that are in Denver, Colorado Springs, what have you. So there's options.
That's awesome.
Last piece is, like, if there's an event you're interested in and it's not on the calendar, reach out, let me know. Or even members are more than welcome to set up an event as a member and just get folks knowing about it.
I love it. And you guys did the Do More Charity Challenge, or we had a team. I think one of the members from Front Range, my gym at the time, competed on behalf of RWB. And I think it was a few years, and they raised significant dollars. So those are huge paychecks. Cool. So shout out to the Do More Charity Challenge. I don't know if you guys are doing that. They are coming back to Denver again this year. So I'll plant that seed. But it's really cool. tell me what kind of people show up for this. Give me a vibe on, like, the human that comes out. Like, is it fun fitness people, or, like, what's the vibe?
The same thing like CrossFit, Ms. Yeah. Kristen. General population. GPP. We're looking for anybody from 16 to 99.
There you go. And you don't have to necessarily be super fit, do you?
Nope.
Levels.
Seriously. I mean, it's like, you come out for a run and you don't run, that's okay. Take a walk. And one of us, I'm sure more than one of us, will be there walking with a stroller or some dogs, but no age limit. Obviously, if you're a baby and you're in a stroller, rock on. And status, veteran or veteran supporter. That is what I am. I did not serve. This is why I'm serving. And, you know, we have a decent amount of veteran supporters in our organization, chapter, what have you.
Absolutely. Well, I'm particularly passionate about it as a longtime athlete. The conversation on brain health has always been on the forefront of my personal and professional agenda with my consulting company. And I have 2 brothers of service, one that was Army Special Forces, and one Marine. One did have a TBI. So I'm always looking for specific causes. And also, funny story, I knew Travis Manion. I went to college at George Mason. Yeah. Okay. And one of my teammates dated a guy that was a wrestler at the Naval Academy, and Travis was his teammate. So they actually came to our lacrosse house a couple times, and vice versa. Wow. Yeah. So it's wild. And I, with a friend, we did the Travis Manion run in Colorado Springs a few years ago. So anyways, I love seeing those causes come together, because I think in this day and age, everybody thinks 501c3s or companies are mutually exclusive. We're like, collaborating and coming together can help everybody. And it's all about giving back. So tell me, like, a little bit, what does Red, White, and Blue give back to you specifically? Like, when the funds come in, what kind of causes are they supporting?
Some of the funds go to the chapters. So I have certain 150. I mean, this cool part is, like, if I have an event, I am able to get some coffee for folks or food. Okay.
Never. So they give you a little bit of budget.
Yes. We have $150 a month.
Okay.
And I mean, right now I'm literally going to be buying a shirt for Fred Dayton. He's the owner of Mach 983 CrossFit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And we do a monthly workout there. We just had it this past Saturday.
Oh, I wish you would have known about that. Okay.
Yeah. No worries. Gotta get you on the app.
Yeah, for real.
I will be having another event at Mach in May, but we're finalizing the date and time.
Okay.
The reason I did it over in Mach 93, it's in Aurora and it's near the base.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, near the base. Fred does it. I mean, you know, with Fire.
And yeah.
Fire is it. Yep. So I've been with it. I think we've just did our fourth monthly workout there.
Okay.
So we've been going there since January. And last month we had a couple of new folks come in. And yeah, it's been fun. It's just, you know, when I first hopped on as a coordinator, I was like, let's meet up at this park, do this. And then like two or three people show up. You go to a gym and they already have a class and you have 20 people there. Yeah, it goes a lot better.
Absolutely. Yeah, the organization that really helps. That I do just want to read this part. It says programs, teams red, white, and blue support or reports that it supports veterans as they prioritize their well-being by offering real life and virtual opportunities to build a healthier lifestyle with a strong focus on mental and physical health. So it sounds like they fund opportunities in different capacities to specifically serve our veterans around physical and mental health. And I love that. I want to lean into that conversation, please. Partnering with established organizations like Mach or other CrossFit gyms, because it's a 1-2 punch. And that's certainly what we're trying to do right now with Turmeric King Tequila, is find our humans that are speaking the same language and where we can collaborate with and build something bigger. What is like a partner or a sponsor or a human? What's your ideal situation for you to partner with or help support Red, White, and Blue from like a partnership standpoint?
More of a, so I'll promote it on my end, but if they promote like within their weekly emails, what have you, that we are going to be there for that that time frame. And I suppose, just welcoming us. Like if and when I show up or my leaders show up, we get to have a little spiel at the beginning of the workout or whatever, and we just state what we are, what we do, and it's just have some fun. But it's I don't ask for a ton, but I do ask obviously for communication. It's not a show up then and that's all I get. No, I actually get some good communication between the coach, the owner. Yeah, I bring like swag for like wristbands and flyers, stuff of that nature. And I do hope that when I'm there, this is not mandatory, but when I'm there, folks go to the website, register, become a member, because it's not just me. I have 1,807 members.
Wow. How many people show up on average per event? I know you guys have a lot of events, so I'm sure they get spread out, but like what's like your average attendance?
You're averaging 3 to 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's still a tight, so you're like a tight group amongst like larger community, which I actually think is awesome. Yes.
And it's like it depends on where you have the event sometimes. Because I'll have an event and we recently had our previous chapter captain, he moved to Michigan, and folks from all over Denver area, they knew of Nathan Robinson. He was our previous chapter captain, and everyone came through. We had about 10 people at that farewell party. It was pretty cool. And awesome. We did a little run. Once we done running, we had some food, chit chatted. We provided Nate with a plaque. And you know, one thing, I don't want to give away too much regarding Mach, but they're going to be receiving a present soon because what they do. Yeah. Yeah. Fred does some amazing work for the community, and community, young and old, general pop.
I love it. Well, the biggest reasons I stay in the CrossFit game, certainly not to compete, as we discussed, the body's feeling it at this point, but it's really for my mind, my community, my humans that are like-minded. You know, we show up, we work out, and we get people. I get to be around people that I genuinely enjoy, have some fun with. And I feel like if you don't have that in your life now, and maybe fitness or CrossFit isn't your jam, something like this, volunteering, where you can be part of a community, or even if you have one thing in common, you start to meet and get to know people like you. And man, that helps your, you know, your mental health, your physical health, just everything in your world. And it, you know, diversifies our perspective on things, because as we get older, we get so siloed into our relationship, our job, our dog. You know, it's a one track mind for most of our life, because it just gets so monotonous. So it's good to branch out, meet different people, do different things, try new things. And if you can give back while having fun, man, it doesn't get better than that.
True. Yeah. When I have an event and I have a lot of folks showing up for it, that's That's a great, great day for me.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, you get to see your impact right there you get to make some friends. Like, are these, is it like CrossFit where these are some of the humans you like hang out with, or maybe you go to church with, or play football on Sundays, or watch basketball games? Like, is this like your community you hang out with?
If they're in my area, because literally when I, when I had that ruck in Thornton, we had folks from Thornton, Arvada, Erie, TTC, got it.
Okay.
So, I mean, all over. So it's due to the fact that so another chapter within our state is Colorado Springs, and their chapter is more central located per se. Geographically, location about miles is a little bit different. Mine is extensive, but I always tell myself and my members, I have to say this to myself a lot, we're volunteers. We're doing this with the kindness of our heart, and we just love giving back. But you can work as hard as you need to, but just we're volunteers giving back, and just have fun. That's the word I was going for.
keep it light. Yeah. I think, well, I think in this day and age, because it is supporting our troops, and those conversations can be really heavy topics. But the mission is to get people together to support those who have served. So outside of that, you don't really need to think too much. You can just show up, have a good time, be good energy, give back where you can, give what you can. And that's more than enough.
And at every event, I do have one thing that I like to say to everybody. It is what we call an eagle call, and it's get on your app and check in.
Okay, you know, simple.
Just stating that, boom, we had an event, you came, and I get to just get that one step closer of beating Colorado Springs with attendance.
There you go. I like
good
it.
Luck.
Competition within a competition.
Yep.
It never ends. Well, I love that. If you're out there and you're looking to get involved in something, find something that speaks to you, but it's easy. The upside of social media and technology, you know, nowadays is that everything's accessible. You can get out there, you can dig into the details, find out what fits for you, but just get involved. I can't preach enough about mental health and community. That's two pillars of our Turmeric and Tequila podcast. And it's more than whenever you give back, you get so much in return. So I always say, if you are in a rut or you're looking for a direction to go give what you have. If it's money, great. But if not, time and energy is priceless. And when you show up for someone else, they will show up for you and you will receive. So it's an easy go-to if you're seeking. I know you said it once, but hit us with websites, details, or anything else where people can find the information to get involved.
Number one, www.teamrwb.org. Go there. Register, become a member. You can even go to contact and send an email to our folks. They send it to me. But yeah, we have a Facebook page, Team RWB Denver. Instagram, guess what? Team RWB Denver. Yeah, my name is Aaron Barcazio, chapter captain. And you can find me on all the things. If you can't get me via Facebook, Instagram, email, text, bird messenger,
send an owl.
Come find me and give me a pound.
I love it. Fitness humans showing up to this day, long time in the game. I love how passionate you are about fitness and giving back. I know fitness has given so much to both of our lives. It's great to see you carve out that space as a successful human to create space for others. So I hope in this day and age, especially with an election coming up, whatever it is, go find common ground with the humans around you. Find a way to give back to those in need, because we all find that space in our life where we are in need. So if you are privileged enough to have and to give, show up and do it. And through my fitness family, there's no better way. And I can't say enough good about supporting our men and women of service. So I'm here for that. Aaron, I ask everybody this on Turmeric and Tequila as our final question, but what is success to you?
Success to me is going to bed with a full heart, just knowing that I did good. And I wake up the next day knowing I did good yesterday. What can I do better today?
Hey, amen. That's what's up. And I serving purpose, I think, is really huge. Were you like that? This may be not final question. This will be the final question.
No,
but as a young person, were you purpose and mission driven? Like, were you a competitive athlete young? Like, was that always been in your blood?
So I say this to everybody that meets me, that gets to know me. I also 1999 Eagle Scout. And when I was going for my Eagle Scout, my father said one thing, because it was difficult. I'm like, well, if it's tough, then quit. Yeah, he doesn't know how hard that hit and how it sticks to my heart these days. And to this day, things might be tough. If I don't know the answer, I will find it. I will do it. If someone asks me a question, I don't know it, I will find it and I will provide it. So it's just way of my life. Besides Team RWB, I'm also in the customer service industry with Natural Grocers. So a little shout out. Been a grocery manager for 3 years and only one way but up. And every day I just try to do better than the previous day.
Boom. I love that. It's funny how some few words can stick with us forever and be such a driving force on our trajectory. But I love that. Well, keep serving as you do one thing. It's kind of how you do everything. So I see that in your paths personally and professionally. And yeah, absolutely. It's to be admired. And that's the influencers in real life that we care about out there serving in any which way you can. So go check out Team Red, White, and Blue. I've got my red, white, and blue on today. I am certainly a proud American and out to be out here, especially as a female voice with the freedoms that we carry. So wherever you're at, go support our men and women of service and do what you can do. Give back so you can give to yourself. Aaron, thank you for joining us. We'll see you at that event soon. And I'm glad you're still CrossFitting. We're still in it.
Yep. I just had it this morning.
Let's go. All right. Thank you.
Thank you for joining Turmeric and Tequila with your host, Kristen Olson. Tune in next time. And don't forget to subscribe on Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.